You're listening to FOJC Radio, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and teaching the doctrine of Christ to the whole world. Good evening and welcome to Friday night FOJC Remnant Gathering. Grab your Bible and your pens and your paper. And when two or three are gathered in His name, the Lord is right here with us. So thank you for joining us, and here's Brother David.
Good evening and welcome to the FOJC Remnant Gathering. I am David Carrico, and for the next hour or so, we're going to be studying the Word of God. I am a little nasal this afternoon. This is the Indiana allergy weather change thing that we seem to always get when we have these temperature changes, and it's good to have the temperature change, but the allergies that go with it makes us sound a bit nasal. But we are very thankful to be here with you this evening, and we're thankful for all of you that are joining us. And our lesson this afternoon is entitled Reptilian Cannibals Among Us, The Release of the Cannibal Spirits. And we have some absolutely amazing things to share with you that are going on, and amazing things to share with you from the Word of God that are just absolutely mind-blowing. And we're so thankful to be able to do that. And we have a lot to pray about this afternoon, as we always do. And we want to remember all of the people that are down there in the area of the storm that's coming in on the Gulf Coast. And I didn't know if Rhonda would be in the chat tonight with all that's going on down there, but we're glad to see her. And we certainly want to remember Cougar, another one of our regular listeners. I hope that Cougar has his boots and his raincoat ready. I'm sure that he does, because I know he's a prepper. So we can rest assured that he is ready to go. And we have a lot of things to pray about this afternoon. We want to remember Gary Fowler. He's a longtime friend and listener. He is battling with congestive heart failure. And we just want to pray for the crazy things that we're getting reports of from all over the country and all over the world. Just absolutely insane doctrines of devils that people are trying to bring into the assembly of the righteous. And we just want to really pray about that. But let's go before the Lord in prayer. And Heavenly Father, we do come before you, and we want to lift up all of the people that are in the path of this storm that's coming in. Lord, we just pray that you be with them, that you give them wisdom and safety, and Lord, somehow use this time to speak to all of these individuals about their soul and about their eternal salvation. And Lord, we do want to lift up to you Gary Fowler up there in New York State. He's battling with congestive heart failure, and we want to pray specifically for Gary's kidneys, that you'll just send your healing touch on Gary's kidneys, that they'll be able to do what they need to do to restore Gary to health and fruitfulness for your kingdom. And Lord, we do also want to pray for all of these crazy doctrines of devils that are coming in all over the world. We just pray that you give your people wisdom to be able to stand against these things, and wisdom and discernment to know and to understand the truth, spirit of truth from the spirit of error. And Lord, we want to pray for Chuck. We know that Chuck is looking for employment, and we just want you to provide in a supernatural way, over and above all of our expectations. And we just really want to thank you for all that you're doing. And we also want to remember one of our new listeners, Paul Bray, and he needs prayer for physical needs and for other concerns, and we just really want to pray for Paul. So, Father, all of the needs that are represented by our listeners this afternoon, and Lord, we just want to pray that you help us in this broadcast this evening, that you'll just anoint me to bring your word in truth and in power, and help Donna to keep everything running smoothly. And we want to give you the praise for everything good that happens. In the mighty name of Yeshua, we pray. Amen and amen. Worship the Lord for just a few moments this afternoon, and we're going to have our lesson, Reptilian Cannibals Among Us, The Release of the Cannibal Spirits. Turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 24, verses 37 through 39. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And we're going to be examining this text as we go through our study this afternoon. And we're going to see just what is meant by the marrying and eating and drinking that is prophesied to return as it was in the days of Noah. And when we say reptilian cannibals, we're not being metaphorical. We're going to be talking in our lesson this afternoon about the global rise of cannibalism and about how cannibalism is now being presented as a cool, hip thing. We saw the Twilight vampirism craze, and vampirism and blood drinking is presented as a very, very cool thing. And this is something that we're dealing with in the Dark Covenant 2 documentary that will be released at the conference in Cleveland, Ohio. And I think it's going to be very, very impactful. And this is literally beyond vampirism. This is cannibalism. And we're going to be sharing things that, to me, I read them and I know they're happening, and it's just unbelievable. And in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." And when it says that Satan wants to devour you, that's not a metaphor. All of the fallen seraphim, they were reptilian and they were cannibals. All of their children, the Nephilim, worldwide, all of the reports of the cannibalism of the giants from the biblical record and also from the historical record, they were all cannibals. So this is not just something we're talking about metaphorically. We're talking about the actual eating of other human beings. And this is just something that is just unbelievable to me. But if you would want to do a Google search on CNN reporter eats human brains, you'll come up with more than you want to know about this. But there's a CNN reporter by the name of Reza Aslan, and in a series that is called Believer on CNN, Mr. Aslan met with the Agori. Now, these are a nomadic sect based in India that worships the Hindu deity Shiva, and they openly practice cannibalism as a part of the rituals. Now, on live television, Reza Aslan ate the human brains of another human being. He actually practiced cannibalism and ate another human being on CNN. Now, what comes after this? I don't know. What do you do to top that? And after Mr. Aslan ate the brains of another human being, he got on Facebook and he said that they tasted like charcoal. And after he was done dining on the brains of another human being, Mr. Aslan took the skull of that dead human being and drank wine from the human skull. Now, this just absolutely, I just don't have words to describe the horror and the amazement of how far we've gone. This is just absolutely unbelievable. In Revelation chapter 13 and verse 12, and what we have here is the old ritual of the cannibalistic Nephilim. This is nothing but the resurgence of the Nephilim religion in their sacramental feast that is a direct precursor of the false communion. And in Revelation chapter 13 and verse 12, speaking of the false prophet, it says he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And the final form of worship of the false prophet is going to be a false communion that's going to be miraculous. And this is going to involve miraculous miracles. It's going to involve the actual turning of the wafer into human flesh. And excuse me, I'm really gravelly this afternoon, so just bear with me. But it's also going to involve the actual cannibalism of individuals in these rituals, because this is nothing but a return of the cannibalistic rituals of the Nephilim, who were the original reptilians. And this is just the warm-up, folks. Cannibalism is now being made cool right on cable news network, and we're going to show you in movies, we're going to show you in music, and it's just getting crazy out there. And when I say that this week we've received crazy reports, I mean it's crazy. We had this one lady that contacted us that said her pastor was calling God Yahweh Moloch. And, you know, he said, what kind of a church do you go to? And she went to some kind of a Calvinistic church. Now, Calvinists aren't supposed to call God Yahweh Moloch. Nobody is. I mean, it's getting crazy out there. The things that we're hearing are just going to a new level. And this is because spirits are being released. And I know I am tired of crazy. I am tired of crazy. I'm tired of weird. I'm tired of Gnostic, Kabbalistic doctrines that are being disseminated into the congregation of the righteous, and I will not be slow to beat them back with much gusto and zeal. I am tired of crazy. I've had my fill of it. And what we're seeing here is the release of these spirits from the abyss, and this is a return to the false sacramental communion of the original reptilian Nephilim. And Freemasonry practices this very ritual. The very ritual that is practiced by these Agori when the CNN reporter ate human brains in worship to the Hindu deity Shiva. This is actually practiced in the York Rite. And I want to read from Richardson's Masonic Monitor of Freemasonry in the York Rite. You cannot make this up. It says, in this ritual, I now invest you with an emblem of that faith. And it says, a black cross is suspended from the neck of the candidate. Going on, it says, it is taken of pure wine, and from the cup, exhibiting a human skull, he pours the wine into it and says, to show you that we have here practiced no imposition, I give you this pledge, drinks from the skull. He then pours more wine into the skull and presents it to the candidate, telling him that the fifth libation is called the sealed obligation, as it is to seal all his former engagements in Masonry. And then there are six, of course it would be six, of the Knights Templar that hold a sword to the throat of the candidate as he swears a death oath to Satan himself as the swords are at his throat after drinking from the human skull. In the ritual, the skull is said to belong to old Simon, who had the sin put upon him, and, well, you know, old poor Simon. You know, he had to die, didn't he? And this is nothing but a reenactment of the Nephilim reptilian false communion. And this is exactly what Mr. Aslan did when he committed cannibalism, drank wine from the human skull. This was the Nephilim false communion. It's celebrated in the York Rite of Freemasonry, and it's also, I could show that it's celebrated also in the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry. And this is being celebrated by Satanists and Luciferians the world over. Now, in Revelation chapter 9, I want to read verses 1 through 4. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locust upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have the seal of God in their foreheads. And everybody knows, and probably not everybody knows, but I know that many of you know, that in front of CERN, that there is a sculpture of the goddess Shiva dancing. This is the ritual that was performed by the Angori when the CNN reporter took part, drunk wine from a human skull, in worship to Shiva the Destroyer, that dances in front of CERN. We could talk all night about the Destroyer. In Revelation chapter 9, the angel of the bottomless pit is called Apollyon and Abaddon. Both mean the destroyer. The goddess Shiva, who is a part of the bisexual trinity of the Hindus, and this is the same as the bisexual deity of Roman Catholicism that has elevated the BVM under the status of godhood. And they are admitting that they are trying to open gates at CERN. And these gates are being opened, and these cannibal spirits are being released. And we're going to document how these spirits are bringing the idea that cannibalism is cool. We're going, before we're done this afternoon, Lord willing, we're going to be looking at movies and also music that is blatantly glorifying cannibalism. And as these gates begin to swing open in the book of the prophet Isaiah, in the Septuagint, it says this, Isaiah 13, verses 2 and 3, lift up a standard on the mountain of the plain. Exalt the voice to them. Beckon with the hand. Open the gates, ye rulers. I give command, and I bring them. Giants are coming to fulfill my wrath, rejoicing at the same time and insulting. And the word of the Lord tells us that the gates are going to open. They are doing everything they can to open the gates and bring forth these cannibal spirits. And the Lord is going to allow them to succeed, to bring judgment. In Revelation chapter 9, it says that these spirits out of the abyss, they will not be able to touch those that have the seal of God. But upon those that do not have the seal of God, they are going to be in a lot of trouble, as they are going to have no defense against these cannibal spirits that are being released. And let me tell you, this ain't something that's going to be happening next week. This is something that is happening right now. And in Luke chapter 23, and verse 31, Jesus said something that is very profound and applicable to our topic. In Luke 23:31, Jesus said, "For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry?" And Jesus was a tough green tree. And the dry tree is brittle. It's easily consumed by the fire. And Albert Barnes said that this is a proverbial expression. If the Romans do this to me, who am innocent and blameless, what will they do to this guilty nation? And if our Savior and the early church, if they died by the thousands as martyrs, what is going to happen to this nation of lukewarm believers that are ill prepared for this which is coming? And in John chapter 3 and verse 34, it says of our Savior that He was the one that had the Spirit without measure. John chapter 3 and verse 34, "For He whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him." What will they do unto the lukewarm if they did this unto our sinless Savior? And we know the scripture in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 16. "So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth." And in the Geneva Bible translator's notes, it had this comment on our scripture in Luke. It says, "If they do this to me, who is always fruitful and flourishing, and who lives forever by reason of my Godhead, what will they do to you who are unfruitful and void of all active righteousness?" And Adam Clark said concerning this passage, "Our Lord alludes prophetically to those tribulations which fell upon the Jewish people about 40 years after." And he is absolutely correct in that. And in Josephus gave amazing descriptions of the destruction of Jerusalem in AD 70. It was horrible beyond imagination. It was terrible to even think about the horror. Josephus said in page 587 of Wars of the Jews, he said, "Now the number of those that were carried captive during this whole war was collected to be 97,000, as was the number of those that perished during the whole siege, 1,100,000. 1,100,000 died, and 100,000 carried away captive. And they hung them over the wall like you would an animal. And they just hung them over the walls and to lay there and to rot in the sun." And the destruction was absolutely a beggar description when you read of the horrors of the siege of Jerusalem. But in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 21, the destruction that is coming, Jesus said, "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened." We have something coming on this world that is going to be so much worse than the destruction of Jerusalem in AD 70, that there literally is going to be no comparison. Now, I want to go to the book of Jubilees, and I want to focus in just a little bit on what Jesus meant when he said marrying and giving in marriage and eating and drinking. And there are three things that are singled out in the book of Jubilees. And it's amazing, there's the same three things that Jesus talked about. Now, I want to read from the book of Jubilees, chapter 7, and I want to read verses 21 through 23. For an account of these three, the flood came upon the earth. For it was because of the fornication of the watchers, apart from the mandate of their authority, fornicated with the daughters of men, and took for themselves wives from all whom they chose, and made a beginning of impurity. And they begot sons, the Naphtalim, and all of them were dissimilar. And each one ate his fellow. Every one of them were cannibals. The giants killed the Naphtali, the Naphtali killed the Elihu, and the Elihu mankind, and mankind his neighbor. The marrying was the marrying of the fallen ones with mankind. And today we are seeing this propagated through genetic corruption of transhumanism. And the eating and drinking was the eating and drinking of one another, and the eating and drinking of human flesh. This is what is prophesied to return, the marrying and the eating and drinking. That is what is here. It's not what is coming. It's what is here. They are eating other human beings on cable news. And what can you say about that? What can you say but just gasp in horror? And we live in a desensitized world that will look at this as just another clever news broadcast. In Jubilees chapter 7, verses 28 and 29, for all who eat the blood of man and all who eat the blood of any flesh will be blotted out, all of them, from the earth. And as I read these scriptures in Jubilees, and some we're going to read in Leviticus, I always thought of this in the context of the ritualistic drinking of blood. But it doesn't talk about drinking blood, it talks about eating blood. In context of the eating of human flesh, we're talking about cannibalism here. For all, let me read it again. For all who eat the blood of man, and I'm reading from the book of Jubilees, chapter 7, 28 and 29. For all who eat the blood of man and all who eat the blood of any flesh will be blotted out, all of them, from the earth. And no man who eats blood or sheds the blood of man will remain upon the earth, and neither seed nor posterity will remain alive for him under heaven, for they will go down into Sheol, and into the place of judgment they will ascend, and into the darkness of the depths they will be removed with a cruel death. And I say, amen, so be it. Send those cannibals down to the pit of hell. I'm good with that. And in verse 32 and 33 in Jubilee 7, and you shall not eat living flesh. Listen to the way it specifies that. We are absolutely, the book of Jubilees is talking about the eating of other human beings and animals alive. And you shall not eat living flesh, lest it be that your blood, which is your life, be sought by the hand of all flesh which eats upon the earth. For the land will not be cleansed of the blood which is poured out upon it, because by the blood of one who poured it out will the land be cleansed in all of its generations. And what can you say about that? In Revelation chapter 12 and verse 17, it says, And you know, this is the game plan. I want to talk a little bit about their game plan. This was the game plan of the giants. It was, and this is the game plan of these people today. They believe that by the cannibalistic rituals of other human beings and by the shedding of this blood, they believe that they can defile the earth and destroy the remnant of God. But boy, let me tell you, we're going to see in Scripture how this is going to absolutely go south on them. And in Revelation 12 and 17, we are going to want to have the seal of God upon us. In Revelation 12 and 17, it says, "And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ." And literally, the evil one, the chief reptilian Satan, he is going to want to devour you. And I am not speaking metaphorically. And there is going to be a judgment of blood. In Revelation 14, beginning in verse 17, it says, "And another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud voice to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, Thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even under the horse bridles, by the space of 1,600 furlongs." There is going to be a judgment of blood that is going to come upon these cannibals. In Romans chapter 2 and verse 5, and as I say, what do you do to top this? When you eat another human being on cable news, what are you going to do? I guess the next thing, they'll sacrifice a human being right before your eyes and then eat him. I guess that's coming next, and it will. It'll be there too, won't it? In Romans 2 and 5, "But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God." And I guess we can call CNN the Cannibal News Network, can't we? I guess they've earned that title. Now, we're going to take our break, and we're going to come back in the second portion of our broadcast, and I'm going to talk about a movie that was released this March that deals with cannibalism, that I think it's the most evil movie that's ever been released. And I'm also going to be talking about some music videos by some of the biggest stars out there that are glorifying cannibalism. There is no doubt that right now, these cannibal spirits are being released. We'll be right back on the FOJC Remnant Gathering.
FOJC Radio, where you are on the fringe of your Holy Ghost encounter.
Everybody will gather round when they hear that trumpet sound. One of these days, it won't be long. All the saints will fly away, we'll see Jesus on that day. One of these days, it won't be long. One of these days, it won't be very long. One of these days, when I hear that beautiful song, I'll see him in that robe of white, everything will be alright. One of these days, it won't be long. Now clap your hands and give all that glory to the Lord, 'cause this
is a long music interlude. What a day that day will be when he comes for you and me. One of these days, it won't be long. With my Lord I'll ever be over by the crystal sea. One of these days, it won't be long. One of these days, it won't be very long. One of these days, when I hear that beautiful song, I'll see him in that robe of white. Everything will be alright. One of these days, it won't be long. Now here you go again. It's your chance to give the glory to the Lord. One of these days, it won't be very long. One of these days, when I hear that beautiful song, I'll see him in that robe of white. Everything will be alright. One of these days, it won't be long. One of these days, it won't be long. It won't be long. Yeah, wasn't that fun?
Make sure to subscribe to FOJC Radio on YouTube. There's a lot of imitations, but only one is the real thing. Thank you, and be blessed.
Look for the open door for FOJC Radio on YouTube. You're listening to FOJC Radio, where truth in the Word of God is found.
Welcome back to the FOJC Remnant Gathering, and as I always do, I want to thank each and every one of you for listening in and studying with us. And in case you're just tuning in, you'll figure out real quick that you haven't tuned in to Happy Church. And I appreciate that little uplifting song, but Donna, we need a little bit for a lesson like this, because it is very heavy. But let me tell you what, it's just warming up. It's going to get heavier. And I want to make mention of a movie that I alluded to earlier. And don't watch this movie. That's all I got to say to you. Don't watch it. I want to tell you about this by way of your own information. But there was a movie that was released in March called Raw. And this movie was released in France. And it glorifies cannibalism, much like the Twilight movies glorified vampirism. And I don't believe it's even been released in America. I hope that it hasn't. But it's getting a real cult following, and it's becoming extremely popular among young people. And it actually combines, and it's even hard to even talk about, but it combines incest and cannibalism and makes it appealing. And it's just unbelievable. But this is where we're at. We're having these type of things that are not just going on, but they're being done, literally cannibalism, on cable news and movies that are glorifying the concepts of cannibalism and incest. And in the Book of Enoch, chapter 8, these are things that are being taught by fallen angels. And in Enoch, chapter 8, verse 1 and 2, it says, Azazel taught men to make swords, knives, shields, and armor from the metals of the earth. He taught the women how to see behind them, how to make bracelets, ornaments, and other kinds of jewelry using precious stones, and the beautifying of the eyes with makeup of varying colors. This led them astray into fornication and ungodliness, and they became corrupt in all of their ways. Now, I've always been of the theological persuasion. I have never told the girls that it was wrong for them to use makeup or cosmetics of any kind. My theological position has always been, if the barn needs painting, paint it. That's what I've always said. But, you know, I think when we look at Tammy Faye and Jan Crouch, that they're just a little bit wild, didn't they? So a little common sense, please. But what I want to say about this passage and why I believe it applies to what we're talking about, this fallen angel knowledge that was imparted for the beautifying of women. We've seen this that has gone much beyond cosmetics. It's gone to transhumanistic practices to where even women that work as news anchors on cable news, they are pretty much pressured into getting breast implants, facial reconstructive surgery, Botox, the whole thing. And, you know, it's just common knowledge. If you don't do it in a lot of circles, you're just not going to keep your job. And here is what is just overwhelmingly evil, that they are, and, you know, this is a well-known fact. This isn't anything just hot off the press. We've known this for a good while, that they are actually taking fetal tissue from aborted children, and they're using them in a lot of the cosmetics. And this is just nothing but evil, fallen angel technology that absolutely disregards the human body and just sees it as something for usefulness. You know, and I remember that old movie years ago called Soylent Green. And in that, in the New World Order, they were giving people little green pellets that looked like, it looked about like a hockey puck. And they were giving them these Soylent Green biscuits to eat. And what they finally found out is that this was recycled human beings that they were actually feeding them. And that's where we're coming to. Now, let's go to the book of Numbers, chapter 35. And I want to think about this in the context of what the Word of God says of the defilement of the earth. And we're seeing this taking place live on our cable news networks. We're seeing this in movies. And we're also seeing it in the music industry. And I think almost everybody knows who Katy Perry is. At least if you're a hip young person like me, you know who Katy Perry is. And Katy Perry has a new video called Bon Appetit. And in this new music video by Katy Perry, she is being prepared as a human sacrifice to be eaten cannibalistically. And it actually shows her being dipped in flour and the whole thing. I mean, it's unbelievable. Oh yeah, how cool it is. And here recently, Katy Perry, I watched this video of her breakdown on stage, and she was singing a song on stage, and you could see her vomit and spit something up. And I just thought, what in the world did this young woman eat before she went out there? And you actually see her spitting up, and then she collapses on stage. And it's just like she's overwhelmed. You can just literally see the spirits overtake this young woman on stage. And they have to come on and carry her off the stage. And these people are being taken over by forces that are literally taking them over. And they're going somewhere that I fear they're never going to be able to come back from. But in the book of Numbers, chapter 35, verses 33 through 35, the Word of God says this: "So ye shall not pollute the land wherein ye are, for blood it defileth the land. And the land cannot be cleansed of the blood that is shed therein, but by the blood of him that shed it. To cleanse the land, it requires the judgment of God upon these cannibals. And this is going to absolutely backfire on these people that are trying to defile the earth to destroy God's remnant. Boy, is this going to go south on them. In verse 34, defile not therefore the land which ye shall inhabit, wherein I dwell, for I the Lord dwell among the children of Israel. And in the passage, and I have to admit that in the Torah, in Leviticus 17, 10 through 12, we know what the word of the Lord tells us there. And I always have thought of this in the context of ritualistic blood drinking, which it certainly that would apply. But if you read this, this is talking about cannibalism also. In Leviticus 17, 10 through 12, whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood. We're talking about the eating of blood with the human flesh, and we're going to see this in the context here. Whosoever, whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. Therefore I said unto the children of Israel, no soul of you shall eat blood, neither shall any stranger that sojourneth among you eat blood. Now look at verse 13. This really clarifies what we're talking about. In verse 13 of Leviticus 17, and whatsoever man there be of the children of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, which hunteth and catcheth any beast or fowl that may be eaten, ye shall even pour out the blood thereof and cover it with dust. It is absolutely talking about the cannibalistic eating of the flesh and the blood together. And this is the ritualistic practices that was practiced in the old Nephilim false communion. In the book of Ecclesiastes, there's a scripture that I read often, and it's just, as all of the Word of God, it just shows itself to be true over and over again. In Ecclesiastes 1 and 9, the thing that hath been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be, and there is no new thing under the sun. And Freemasonry proudly boasts itself to be the continuation of the ancient mysteries, and it absolutely states as its goal to bring back the ministry of the mystery religions. I could read you quote after quote. And I want to read from a Masonic book called Who is Hiram Abiff? This is sold right in the McCoy catalog. And it shows that they very much understand. I showed in the York Rite of Freemasonry how they actually do the ritual of drinking wine out of the human skull. I could show this also to you in another ritual in the Degrees of the Scottish Rite. Now, on page 85 of this Masonic book, they very much understand that the mystery religion were cannibalistic false communions. Listen to this. You can't make this stuff up. On page 85 of the book, Who Was Hiram Abiff? It says, and speaking of the mystery rites of Dionysus, in these secret rites, a bull dressed up in human clothing was torn to pieces and eaten by the frenzied devotees. And there is little doubt that it originally was a man, the human representative of Dionysus, who thus perished as the dismembered carcass of the bull was eaten raw by the worshipers, there is no doubt that the sacramental feast, for such it was originally a cannibalistic meal. Now, let's have a instant replay on that. This is what the Freemasons say. This is not what I'm making up to say about them. They understand exactly what the rituals mean. As the dismembered carcass of the bull was eaten raw by the worshippers, there is no doubt that the sacramental feast, for such it was originally a cannibalistic meal. They understand when they celebrate their false communion and their third degree of Freemasonry, they understand that they are celebrating the symbolic cannibalistic human sacrifice that was practiced by the ancient Nephilim. And on page 172 of this book, in the third degree of Freemasonry, every Freemason plays the part of Hiram Abiff. And the Freemason walks up and they tap him on the head with the setting maul. And he falls back and they catch him in a bed sheet or something. And then the worshipful master comes up and raises him from the dead with the strong grip of the lion paw. And they absolutely know this represents human sacrifice. I'm going to read it to you. On page 172 of this same book, and I want to read it to you. It says here on page 172 of this book, it says, "These and other questions will be considered next, and the answers will suggest that Hiram Abiff was a real man, the human representative of Tammuz, who was offered up by the workmen as a consecration sacrifice in order that the new temple might stand firm forever." They know Hiram Abiff was a human sacrifice that was cannibalistically consumed. This is exactly what is being brought back by these spirits that are being released, and this will be instituted without any veiling when the worship of the false prophet is very soon to be released. In Revelation chapter 17 and verse 15, it's amazing how much the word of the Lord has to say about cannibalism. And in Revelation 17, verse 5 and 6, it says, "And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, and abomination of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints." And this means more than this whore is just killing the saints. Not only is this whore killing the saints, but as the Nephilim before the flood in the days of Noah, they ate and cannibalized human beings once again. This whore is going to cannibalize human beings, eat their flesh and drink their blood in the final culmination of the worship of this great abominable harlot. And when we ask ourselves, just who are these people that are going to get eaten? And we saw in already in the book of Revelation that the people that aren't sealed, that they're going to have no protection against these spirits that are going to be put forth. And we know in the scripture, in 1 Peter chapter 4 and 17, it says, "For the time has come that judgments must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel of God?" And I really fear for the lukewarm that are taking lightly the signs that we're seeing. That, you know, how can you miss them? But they're missing them. And they're placing their hope in a pre-tribulation rapture instead of firmly placing their faith in the Word of God. In Revelation 2, beginning in verse 18, it says, "And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, These things saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants, to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds, and I will kill her children with death." It will be those that suffered Jezebel and ignore this error and perversity around us, that cannot stand against this evil, that think everything is okay, these are the ones that the judgment of God is going to fall upon first and foremost and in the severest degree. I want to close out with the passage from the Shepherd of Hermas. And I want to read this to contrast the attitude of professed Christians today with the attitude of first century Christians. And the Shepherd of Hermas is a first century writing. And it was written about the same time of as the book of Revelation was written, around 108 A.D., and it has a really amazing passage that is dealing with a vision that this man had concerning the Great Tribulation. And I'm going to be reading from chapter 22 of the vision of the Great Tribulation. And I'm just going to read a little of this for you as we close today. "That which I saw, brethren, 20 days after the previous vision had occurred, was a foreshadowing of the tribulation to come. I saw a huge beast, something like a sea monster, and out of his mouth were coming fiery locusts." Well, in the book of Revelation, chapter 13, we see the beast out of the sea, and we've already read in Revelation 9, when the abyss is opened, that these locusts are going to come out. Going on, it says, "And the beast was about 100 feet in length, and it had a head like a jar. And I began to cry and to beseech the Lord to save me from it. And I remembered the word which I had heard, Do not be double-minded, Hermas. So, brethren, being clothed in the faith of God, and remembering the great things he had taught me, taking courage, I entrusted myself to the beast. And the beast came on with a rush as if it could destroy a city. I drew near to it, and the sea monster, great as it was, stretched itself out on the ground and did nothing but thrust out its tongue and did not move at all until I had gone by it." And then a lady appeared to Hermas in the vision, which I believe represents the bride. And it says, "It is only right that you escape," she said, "because you cast your burden upon God. You have escaped a great tribulation because your faith, and because when you saw so great a beast, you did not become double-minded." Are we going to have that faith when we see this thing escalate more and more, that we're not going to be double-minded, but our faith is firmly going to be set in the cross to obey the doctrine of Christ and keep the commandments of God? And if we do so, this beast will not be able to harm us, because we will have the seal of God upon our foreheads. one more little passage from the Shepherd of Hermas. It says, "If then you prepare yourselves in advance and repent with all your heart before the Lord, you will be able to escape it." Let's have an instant replay. That's worth a replay there. If then you prepare yourselves in advance and repent with all your heart before the Lord, you will be able to escape it. If your heart becomes pure and blameless and you serve the Lord blamelessly the rest of the days of your life. Amen and amen. And I just want to thank you so much for joining us on such a heavy and a solemn message, and it certainly is, but it's no news to us that things are happening that we need to be aware of. We need to know what's going on and just how far this thing is down the road, and what you know, like I say, what comes after this, I don't know what could come after this, except maybe the actual putting the human sacrifice on television. I guess that'd be maybe the next thing, and then for certain the judgment of God. But certainly God's people need to be focused upon the cross, the commandments, and His Word. And we absolutely cannot let anybody shift our focus from that. We have got to be focused in like a laser beam, and I guarantee you that's what we're going to do. But I want to thank so much each and every one of you that studied with us this evening. And I just want to say a little quick word that for all of our YouTube listeners, I want you to be aware that we have so many more listen on YouTube than listen on our archives or on our live broadcast on internet radio, that you know, we might not always have this YouTube form available to us. There are many people that are having their YouTube channels taken down, and I know that John has been talking about this on Now You See TV, that already we're working to develop new formats in case this would happen. Zach Bauer had his channel taken down this week, so you know, we just don't know what the future will bring, but we know that we're going to be doing everything we can to bring forth the Word of the Lord in just as many formats as we can, and we know the Lord will always find a way. And we just want you to all to pray that our YouTube channel can stay up, because it is reaching thousands and thousands. So YouTube listeners, be aware at FOJCradio.com that we do indeed have our internet broadcast and a lot of archives. So thank you all so very, very much. We do really appreciate all of your prayers and support, and we mean that from the bottom of our heart. We really do love and appreciate each and every one of you. So we want to remind you that top of the hour, Virtual House Church tomorrow night, the Midnight Ride. And let's just close out with a little word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you so much for each and every one listening. Encourage our heart in these dark days. Help us to stay focused upon you like never before. And we give you the honor and praise for everything good that happens. In the mighty name of Yeshua, we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all. We will see you next Friday night, 6 p.m. Central, on the FOJC Remnant Gathering. God bless you all.
Thank you for being a part of our Friday night FOJC Remnant Gathering. You can contact us at FOJC, Post Office Box 4174, Evansville, Indiana 47724-4174, or you can check our website out at fojcradio.com, or you can email us at lastdayschurch@cs.com, or you could call us at 812-473-3735. Thanks, and God bless.